Good time. Hello and welcome back to Smooth FM. You know, on Smooth FM, sometimes we like to play a little bit of hard music.
Yeah.
Bit of hard rock here for you, a little bit not like our style. Here's a bit of Broken Wings by Mr. Mister. Oh no, it didn't work.
Oh shit.
That was going to be a joke about,
That was going to be a silly joke.
But, stop, and we'll put this at a different point.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how you bloody feeling after the movie?
I feel a little bit saucy.
Oh, fuck it, I'm giving up on Broken Wings. We've tried three times.
Stupid song. You should.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck him.
Doesn't that make you feel like you're driving to Currajong? And, you know, you're looking out the window and WSFM is playing and you're just like, man, I feel like a bit of a guru right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking out to the trees and I'm feeling real spiritual.
Man, I love geckos and they just like crawl around and I'm like...
Yeah, geckos are pretty cool.
I did go to the Easter show.
Do tell.
And the bloody Sydney Royal Easter show.
Oh.
Princess Anne was there.
Yeah.
Not when I was there.
No, damn, that's a bit disappointing.
Here's the thing, right? Haunted houses.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I went in one. Right, it was okay. It was fine.
Yeah.
But what is it? You're walking through and a bunch of old men and women or old people, not old specifically.
But usually old. They're usually pretty old.
Weirdos in makeup.
Strangers
in makeup just come out and yell at you for like 3 minutes.
With fake chainsaws and fake blood. And
you walk through and strangers are just yelling at you. Like, come on, what is that? Why do humans get thrills out of randoms going up and just going...
You know what could would benefit more? You could do a much cheaper version of a haunted house and just have like therapy sessions where you walk into a room and there's a person that pops out of a box with a scary mask and screams in your face, and you can pay $10 instead of paying $25 to go to a haunted house.
Yeah, but that's like essentially what it is, though.
Yeah, but like, do you see my solution though? It could be haunted house therapy.
Yeah, it's still just like stupid.
It is dumb, but. That's essentially, I like what you're saying, that's essentially what it is.
I'll do it. I'll still do them
because,
you know, I'm a sheeple.
Yeah.
You know, praise the mind, wake up from the truth. We are all NPCs in this world.
We are just pods.
Oh, you're so based. Are you red-pilled or blue-pilled? I don't know which one means which, doesn't it?
Blue-pill means you're in the Matrix, right? That means you want to stay in the Matrix, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
It means you don't want to go down that rabbit hole. You want to taste that succulent steak. You want to keep ignorance as bliss.
I'd stay.
Yeah, I think Cypher's in the right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could just do whatever. If you found out, you could do whatever you want. Oh shit! Wrong movie.
Wrong movie.
Metal Lords.
Metal Lords. The new movie to Netflix not too long ago, like a week ago, I think it got uploaded or whatever. Did they up?
Oh, but hang on. A week ago. From when, though?
From...
Oh, because this podcast...
Oh, well, this is going to be out, like... So, I guess 2 weeks ago.
A fortnight.
Who knows? It could have been years ago. But Metal Lords, that is the movie that we watched today. And there were a couple of surprises in this movie.
Yeah.
I think it went up, it went down, but it also went very down, but it also went very up.
I think
if that
started,
makes any sense
it
at
started
all.
Really... bonkers, and then it just kind of got a little bit bonkers.
Yeah,
you know, like it started off bonkers as in silly bonkers, and then it went a bit more bonkers as in the song Bonkers.
Yeah, just it went full Dizzy Rascal at the end.
It did. I'm going to start off with CGI vomit and CGI blood. Was it CGI? I think the vomit had to be.
That was 100% CGI.
At the start, party, that CGI vomit.
Come on, they could have just like mixed up a bucket of vomit, like some fake vomit for that. They didn't have to like spend CGI on that.
And the blunt looked fake as well.
That was kind of funny. I cracked up when I saw the CGI blunt. I thought
you reckon it was CGI? Because I reckon it was CGI.
It looked CGI to me because the lit end was not... not actually looking real. Like, there was some fake smoke coming off it, and the physics of how, like, it stayed in his mouth looked a bit off too, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not CGI masters, but it doesn't take an idiot to figure that out.
He was a little gringo star.
He was a little gringo star. Oh, my God. Wow. Put that on a shirt.
Gringo star, and it's Ringo star with two CGI joints in his mouth. How would you put CGI joints on a t-shirt, though?
Oh, man, you just like,
okay,
with an arrow that points and writes CGI or something.
All right, CGI joints with the arrow saying CGI.
Yeah.
And Despicable Me 2 or 3, he has the nacho sombrero with the guac inside.
Yes.
And it Gringo Starr.
Gringo Starr.
Holy shit.
Sound effect. Dude, you're on fucking fire, man. I can't even believe it.
How about you hit me with a bloody point?
Well, get me. I just want to, like, jump straight into this, and I want to say, you know, using a cello in a metal band is pretty fucking sick.
That was awesome. My,
it's pretty good.
The best part, all right, well, we're getting into it. Someone wanted to dive straight into the steak. Hey?
You know.
Steak in the bloody matrix.
Yeah, that succulent, tender meat.
See, you're the kind of guy who goes to a haunted house and runs through.
I am. I actually am.
You want to get straight to the end. You want to get straight to the business.
I want to fucking get out of there.
Cellos, I think, man. War Pigs was the best part of this whole movie.
Yeah.
The montage and the end song when the credits are coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two parts, man, that made me feel good.
Okay.
I was like, all right, this is good.
First of all, yes, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing that they're... doing an ode to the metal masters that really started it all, because, you know, there is nothing better than paying respects to Black Sabbath, because they have done every riff possible in metal. They have done it all.
Yeah.
And they just have inspired countless bands for generations and still do. It's actually the perfect song to have as the bass sort of thing, like, you know, like everything kind of comes from this.
Yeah,
it's a nice little ode to Black Sabbath, and I think that's one thing that it gets right for the metal community, this movie. Like, it makes sure that, yep, we're paying respect to bands.
Yeah, it goes back to the Genesis.
It goes back to the Genesis.
And this is the Revelation.
Not the Leviticus.
This is the Revelation, bro.
Okay, this is the Revelation, and I'm Thank having
you.
A revelation.
Thank you for acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Only took two times. No, it's all good. It wasn't that good. I understand.
But having a cellist, man. Okay, having seen Parkway Drive live play with a string section live... That brought that memory back for me when she was jamming out, like, playing War Pigs and shit
yeah.
in this movie. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, bring on the strings. This is, it's kind of medieval.
Yeah.
And it fits with the metal theme.
You want to get stringed up, bro.
Yeah, man. You just want to, like, you just want to string them knees. And the cello is, like, deep too. It's haunting. It's like a harrowing sound. So it fits with the jams, I
Even
guess.
When she played it. When he gave her the music sheet at first, like when they first interacted.
Yeah.
Emily, who was her name? Emily. And he was Kevin.
And
then
Hunter.
There was Hunter.
Yep.
We'll get to fucking Hunter.
Yeah, we'll get to Hunter.
We'll get to fucking Hunter.
I have a whole section on acting, so we can delve into that.
All right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But yes, so... Emily the cellist.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You were saying...
Oh, okay. Jam session. Not the jam session. He gives her the sheet of music and then she just does her little thing. That wasn't War Pigs what she was playing, but she did a little...
Oh, his riff. The riff, the Skullfucker riff.
For Machinery of Torment or whatever the song is called. Yeah.
Cool. That's actually a cool name.
Name.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't mind. At first when I heard Skullfucker, it was like, what the fuck? But it grew on me. It did.
I think it needed the cello.
Yeah.
It was the secret spice to the song and actually really added to it.
I mean, the band name grew on me.
Yeah. And then they changed it to Skullflower. I mean, I think that's cool, but it's kind of like a Grateful Dead situation. Like, it sounds more psychedelic.
Yeah.
Like, Grateful Dead, like, it's a psychedelic band, but it kind of sounds a little bit, like, evil at the same time. And I don't know. It has a different tone to what I feel that their sound is. I like Skullfucker for their sound more.
Yeah,
because I think it fits. But, you know, that's just the movie and that's how it is. But
yeah, I'll get to another point later, but I thought that was sick.
That was Yeah.
I'll get to it now. There's no beating around the bush. We're bloody butts to nuts. Who are we? We're the boys.
We are the boys.
And our motto is, we don't beat around the bush.
Otherwise, the bush beats around us.
Exactly.
And we don't want that to happen.
And you know who's in the bush? Gringo Starr.
Yep.
He's a little dirty boy.
In there eating that guaca sombrero.
I feel like this is like a PG movie.
Yeah.
Or PG-13, mate, if you're bloody...
Oh, yeah.
If you're across the sea.
So that's M for them.
Oh, PG-13. Shit, no. Yeah, sorry. PG-13's M. Or whatever their kid movie is. Like, this is like a kid movie with swearing and drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it didn't get the balance right of that. Like, it dipped and it was like kind of like playing cute and fun, and then it was suddenly like, you're a cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh.
Like out of nowhere.
Yeah, just wrote that on the car and all that shit.
So one of my points is, I feel like especially in the party scene, I had a big problem with that whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
It felt too much like it was trying to be super bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, man, we're getting so fucked up at this party, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like, we've seen this all before. You know, every 2000s movie, like American Pie and all that, they're all just getting fucked up and drinking.
It's 1999 American Pie.
Oh, well, you know, it's like in that era. It's like just the precursor to that era.
Just trying to keep the facts, mate.
That's all right. No, good. Thank you for pulling me up on that. Yeah. But you get my point, though. Like, moving through to things like Superbad, which is an awesome movie, but, you know... We've seen this before, and I felt too forced, like...
Oh, yeah,
with the whole trying to be cool and drinking and stuff. I know that's what we do as teenagers and stuff, but it wasn't written too well.
Another thing that felt forced was the bullies.
Yeah, they were just in your face, weren't they?
Just bullies for the sake of bullies. Every movie that includes a high school, and if they're not, like, the top guy, if they're not the jocks themselves, then they have to be picked on by a bully.
That's right. That's the way... I guess these American teen movies go.
But that's not always the case. There's always someone who would, like, you know... If you're not at the top, obviously there's someone who will say something to you and maybe be a bit of a dick.
Yeah, but...
But not, like, just go out and start shitting on your car and riding...
That was savage. That was, like, man, you would be able to sue them for that.
Yeah, that
100%.
Was...
100%. That's like defamation... defamation? No.
No, that defamation's saying shit on someone's name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's shitting on someone's name, bro.
This is literally shitting on someone's car.
Yeah.
Smashing their windscreen.
Which he named after himself, some would say.
Yeah.
So maybe it was shitting on his name. So it was defamation.
Damn, this is like full circle right now.
But yeah, I thought,
yes,
with a TH, good, that the bullies were, I don't know, I feel like they weren't needed. They were there for the first... third,
yeah,
and then they're gone. It's like, well,
you know, it was interesting.
Cut them out. Who gives a shit? I don't care if it would be only an hour long.
I really expected the bullies to be the other band, to be honest.
Yeah,
I thought that was going to be the play, and there was going to be that competition. I was taken by surprise of how nice the lead singer and guitarist was of what was their name? Gobble Stop or something?
I think Cuddle something. Cuddle.
Mungo Jerry.
Mondo Rock.
Yeah.
Comes what did you say? Gobble Stop.
Gobble Stop. Gobble Gobble. I don't know, but they were surprisingly nice. And I thought, you know, that was a missed opportunity to use them as kind of like the conflicting force. But they were bromies in the end, so that was kind of wholesome.
Sort of, yeah. They won't be, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. They were just like, you know.
They'll say they're friends, but they're not really friends.
They're just respectable to each other.
I don't know. I can tell, though, why the bullies just sort of picked on Hunter for no reason from the start.
Yeah, just because he was, like...
at the party and it was, like...
different, oh, okay, you know.
But I also can see why they'd pick on Hunter, because he's just so annoying.
He's a dickhead. He's a fucking dickhead, man. And
I know he had to be a dickhead for his arc, but he was so annoying.
Yeah.
He did not, like... When I saw his car get shit on, I was happy.
Yeah, you were like, nah, there you go, you deserve it, you bloody scum.
And the bullies were smart.
Mm.
Thinking...
Oh, with the duct tape and, like, take him into the hall.
That was good planning.
Man, that was kind of frightening, actually. I was like, Jesus Christ, this movie is going in all places right now.
Yeah, didn't really know what it was a lot of the time. The tone kept changing, but I didn't mind that.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of suited it. It was like, whatever.
I mean, I guess, like, if you're thinking of it in a realistic setting, it kind of plays on, like, you know, how in life, it's just very spare of the moment. You know, things can just happen, sort of thing. I guess that's that. That's an idea.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. I don't know. I think the bullies were smart, and I didn't like Hunter at all.
Yeah, he...
But, please, hit me with another point.
Well, I want to talk about the car chase scene in particular. I thought that that was really rubbish.
Yeah, that was
super cringe, man.
That was shit.
When Hunter went up to the bullies and flicked him in the chin, I was expecting him to give him like a mad sock in the jaw.
A punch, yeah.
Like a full punch.
Once again, another reason
why. Because they fucking deserved
why.
It. They embarrassed him and like threw him through a fucking keyboard at the party.
Which isn't cool at all.
Oh man, smashing a dude's keyboard and then, you know, smashing him through the keyboard. That's a double whammy right there.
Yeah.
Whammy bar, guitar joke.
All right, calm down. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, that whole car scene was just, ah, man, I'm so cool. Look at me. I drive a cool car. I drive a muscle car through an alleyway. Look at me.
Yeah. And then he got his car totaled anyway with shit on it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it a lot. What do you think of Emily and Kevin's chemistry relationship?
It was a bit weird.
Really? Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Look, I thought it was a bit weird, but at the... I don't know, like, towards the end, I thought it was pretty wholesome. But then, like, initially, I was kind of like, I don't know.
I found it worse at the end than I did at the start.
Fair.
I didn't mind the awkwardness, because it's like, he was kind of awkward, she was kind of weird.
Yeah.
She was really weird.
She was super weird.
She was super weird.
But I guess she was playing someone that wasn't like, you know, she had some issues, and that she played that well. But, yeah, they were both like, you know, awkward and strange.
The stuff in the bed was like... I didn't mind that chat where they were, like, having that super awkward chat. There's lots of dead silence in between.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit like us, mate. Ah! Just a little bit shit.
Kidding. No. Kidding. You gotta make me cry, just like Emily did in that, like, really sad scene.
Which one?
You know, when she was, like, upset and she was like, man, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed with myself. And she was, like, all sad. And Kevin's like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's his fault.
That
He's
was a
dick.
Joker.
But then, yeah, I was like, man, this scene is, like, you know, hitting a bit of a heartstring here. Pulling a heartstring. Jerking.
Sorry?
What?
What?
Are you saying some fucking shit about me?
What the fuck are you saying?
Do I have to reach across this table and strangle you?
Do you want me to shit on your car?
Do it, I dare you.
Jesus Christ, come on, you dude.
You dirty cow.
What'd you think of the Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty metal.
Nah, I didn't like it.
No?
So forced.
It was forced, yeah, but...
You want to know why it was bad?
Because
of Hunter. He just started yelling and being a dick for no reason.
Yeah.
He's just... I get it. He has to be a dick at points for his arc.
He has
but
daddy
even,
issues.
Even when he was not meant to be a dick, he was still a dick. And I didn't like him at all.
He was a very unlikable character. And I mean, I liked him at the end.
I hated him.
When they were
jamming at
the end, I liked him.
No, he was stupid. What about like?
What about
when
he broke his leg then?
When the amp was starting to fall at towards
him. Oh, he just looked at it.
He just looked at it. And then he screamed like a little bitch. Like, bro. Number one, take it like a champ. That's not metal of you to scream after getting your leg broken. What's metal about that?
I mean, like, dude, your bone is like out of your fucking jeans right now. That's the coolest thing ever.
That's the most metal of the metal. That's like the heaviest of that metal.
That amp looked very heavy. That was like a Marshall amp or something. I think it just came down. And if that fell on your leg, that would 100% snap that through your fucking jeans.
I didn't expect them to like show like a whole fucking
bone. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like half the time this movie's like, oh yeah, it feels like a kid's movie with fuck in it. And then it's like, oh no, we're going to write, cunt on the guy's car, and we're going to snap someone's leg and do all this shit. But then we're going to go back to just, like, high school drama. It's like, what?
It doesn't really know how to play it very well, doesn't it? It's all over the shop. It's all over the shop, for sure.
It just felt a bit weird at points, but I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
Look, I think the whole movie as a whole is pretty mid, but there are a lot of high points that... As I said before, respect the metal.
Like the metal speech with all the metal dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Tom Morello there and Kirk.
I think he produced it.
Did he produce this movie?
I saw his name pop up.
That makes a lot of sense. He probably wrote the song too, the Skullfucker song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't get any trivia or anything.
Dude, that's totally fine. Well, you want me to hit you with like a little trivia point now, a mid-trivia point?
I mean...
I have one.
Yeah, sure. Jeez.
Did you know that they didn't play their instruments the whole time?
What?
So, they did learn things, but I think a lot of it was dubbed over.
Oh.
Like, obviously, because there wasn't...
Did it look like it for you, with the Muso's eye?
There were problems with it at points. Like, you could see, like, cuts, and it wasn't, like, syncing up properly. I know he was playing guitar, actually, but there were points where it wasn't syncing up, and, you know, things were slightly off, you know?
Yeah.
But that's to be expected. You know, they're younger musicians as well. Although, that's not an excuse, because there's young musicians out there that can fucking rip.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the girl that played Emily, the actress, she learnt cello in like 5 weeks or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they did learn their instruments, but nice. A lot of it isn't synced up properly, I think. Yeah. Like, I think you can see that with the drums in a lot of parts, for sure.
Yeah, it looks a bit...
It didn't feel like it connected all the time, but when he was jamming out in the music room, I saw a lot... Like, that was pretty realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. There were points... And that's a little trivia moment for you.
Jeez, bloody stop it, you.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I can throw another trivia point at you if you want.
Yeah, do me.
Oh, wait, no, it's not trivia time.
Do me trivia.
Whoa!
What?
It's not trivia time.
Oh, shit. No, it's not trivia time. We don't want to get too excited too quickly.
Jesus Christ.
We don't want to
pre-ejaculate
this trivia.
You already said... Cunt. I think you can say a jacket.
No, I just stumbled on my words.
Geez, bloody hope Nana doesn't listen to this episode.
Yeah, this is a little bit rambunctious, isn't it?
Good soundtrack, obviously. I'd be disappointed if there wasn't.
There was a solid soundtrack, and I liked that, you know, they were using a variety of different bands. Man, it was actually what I really liked, especially, was when Emily was looking on her computer and watching, like, the live stuff of all
the montage.
In the montage,
that's because the montage, whenever War Pigs came on, this movie just, like, jumped up.
It just went, oh!
Yeah. If this whole movie was just War Pigs playing the whole time and montages, it'd be an 8.
Yeah, 100%.
It'd be an 8. I'd be like, fuck.
Bro, this is, like, the best movie ever.
Yeah, it probably would be. But yeah. I only did War Pigs twice, so...
Yeah,
that's why, you know, it's not the best movie ever. I have got a serious thing.
Really?
And guess who it involves?
Oh, shit, it involves me, doesn't it?
No, you tart.
Oh.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Who do I dislike?
Oh, Hunter.
Good boy.
Yeah. That's an A+ for Scotty.
Hey, bloody string this boy up. All right. When he's in speech class, before Emily throws a chair at him or something like that.
Savage.
Yeah, savage.
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 Righteous.
Oh, stop it. Radical. before that, so someone says their speech, whatever, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Then Hunter comes in and plays the guitar out the back when the teacher's like, Hunter, it's your time. Bad American accent.
Wow, that was a perfect impression.
Thank you.
You're so good.
Thanks, man. She says, Hunter, it's your time to go.
Yeah.
And then he plays a guitar and everyone just looks shocked. It's like, what?
Yeah.
He's got a guitar? What?
There's amps stacked at the back.
Amps were like up to the fucking roof.
You idiots. You could tell that someone was going to play guitar.
He set it up. Oh, and Hunter's probably left midway through that speech.
With his guitar. People would have seen him leave the room.
And then they all turn around going, what?
Oh my God.
He's got a guitar? Well, so that whole sequence, maybe just, that was like a tear out eyelids thing, like you've said once or twice. Probably.
That was like, chop your dick off, mail it to someone that you dislike.
And then they go, what the fuck's this? And it's then like, they look out the window and you're shitting on their car.
Yeah, that's right. With no dick.
God, there's even a little bit of juice coming from the poo. Did you notice the poo juice?
That was poo juice. Man, that must have been a pretty fibrous poo.
He probably had like
he's Chipotle. A jock. Chipotle?
Yeah, nah.
I mean, he's a jock, so he probably ate some like beans or something, you know?
Yeah.
Something that's like liver. I reckon that poo would float.
It was like the Liver King, maybe.
The Liver... Oh my God, the Liver King. Don't even get me started. That's kind of metal, though.
That is kind of metal.
Yeah.
Do you know Drew Gooden?
No.
Drew Gooden, you do. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, man. This is kind of familiar.
Drew Gooden. Everyone at home, search up Drew Gooden.
Search it up right now. Your life depends on it.
This guy. All right, him.
Drew? Hang on. Yes, I do know Drew.
And he goes, hey, guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you look just like the bully.
Oh, my God, he did. And oh, my God, he's like a spitting image of the guy.
And the whole time I saw the bully, I was like, Jesus Christ, it's just Drew Gooden. Unless it was. No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been Drew Gooden.
Imagine if it is.
Oh, hang on. It says movies here on his thing.
Oh, my God.
And oh, my God, he's not in it.
Oh.
I told you. It's just he's talking about it.
You had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie.
But it looked like anyone. All right. Two steps to understand that past 2 minutes that just happened.
Yes.
Search up. Oh, showing me your phone.
No. I'm just holding it weirdly. Oh,
okay. Search up. Drew Gooden. Watch Metal Lords and watch then that first. And then search up Drew Gooden.
And you will see the similarities.
Give me another point.
Well, I think Jaden Martell, who played Kevin in this movie, he had some good acting moments overall, but he mumbled a lot.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand a lot of words he was saying. And I know he was trying to play a timid character, but when something isn't intelligible, it's not very nice to watch.
Yeah.
It's not really nice to listen to either.
Articulate your words.
Exactly. I know I get jumbled. I'm guilty of it a lot, but you know.
Yeah, but you're a podcast. It's not like it's an audio medium.
Yeah.
He is meant to like project his voice.
He's supposed to act, man. Oh, yeah. I thought... Yeah, I just think that he should have articulated his words better and it would have made his character a lot more... It would have made me sympathize with his character more if I could understand him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just want to go back to the homework. Did I mention the homework list that Hunter gave Kevin with all the songs?
No, you didn't.
Well, I want to say that is a fucking good list.
Yes.
Wow. This is a point in the movie where I really went, you know what? Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
I honestly recommend if you're new to metal, go and pause the movie and look at that list, take a screenshot, go listen to those songs or watch live recordings of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially, I love that they mentioned Tool as well. Like, that was just out of nowhere. I didn't realize that they would go... I know Tool's like popular, but it's a bit obscure for like mainstream sort of stuff. Like with Schism, like that was sick. Oh man. I wish they played it though.
Yeah.
That would have been sick if they had the rights.
Of course they put Slipknot in, which is sick, Psychosocial.
Yeah, I love that. That was cool.
Favorite of mine.
Yeah. But oh man, there was a lot of good jams on there for sure.
Yeah, and good soundtrack.
There was a bit of Anthrax on there as well. It was Iron Maiden, beautiful.
Lots of shirts. They made a few metal jokes. One you laughed at about
Injustice
bass player, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I've got that here. The haircut scene where the bully cuts a little bit of Hunter's hair off, and then he's shaving the side of his head, and he's like, "I kind of look like Jason Newsted from Metallica," and then Kevin's like, "Didn't they kick him out of the band?" And he's like, "Oh yeah." I just laughed because. Yeah, he did look like Jason.
Yeah.
And they
did
kick him out. And then they made an Injustice for All joke with the cello player, who's basically an orchestra bassist, pick up that album, like to learn the bass sheet music off that. And, you know, the bass is mixed really low on that album. So I was like, oh, that's like a little dig as well.
Dude, that's three bits of trivia you've just done.
I'm just poking around. I was just observing.
Man, I'm only throwing one point in at this point. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you're on fire right now.
Thanks, man. I don't know. I just picked that out. I'm like, that's kind of like a subtle metal funny joke there. I don't know. It's not that funny, but it's funny.
No, it was pretty good.
It's a funny knee slapper, mate.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
The gay comment was pretty funny as well.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
I laughed at that point.
That was cool. Man. Where
they showed like the goblin cock and it's just like he's got a ring in his dick.
Yeah. Wow.
It's true though. He did contradict himself though.
In metal, it's just a bunch of dudes wearing leather and like skimpy outfits most of the time.
Yeah.
If you go into the 80s, it really is. Holy shit. Especially in hair metal.
Yeah.
Fuck me dead. It's just dudes in G-strings, man. Yeah. Not really, just tight. It's more leopard print tights.
Yeah, that is true.
Man, it's crazy. Well, it was the style, and I guess people.
And we're going to bring it back.
We are going to wear this on the podcast.
We are wearing it.
Right now, in our balaclavas. Because we're totally wearing our balaclavas right now.
We are?
Yeah, of course we are.
What do you mean, totally?
I said totally, because it's the truth.
The fuck did you just say?
I didn't say anything.
You can't let them know.
They will never know.
What else you got? I'm running a bit dry, I think.
Well, what? Oh, okay. I was disappointed that in the mosh scene that they didn't do a fucking wall of death.
Yeah, but I thought the mosh was actually...
It was a decent mosh.
It didn't feel like it was, like, forced to that point.
But the fight starting the mosh, that was a good way to do it.
That was a good way to do it.
I think Tom Morello definitely had a play in that scene, for sure. He would have been like, yeah, start a fight, and then it becomes the mosh.
Yeah, Drew Gooden started the fight.
Yeah. He's like, oh, brah, get off me.
He's like, oh, hey, guy. That's Drew Gooden's catchphrase. And then they all started the fight. I think the metal references at the start were really on the nose and a bit cringy. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're so metal. And it's like all this shit. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But as it progressed, it was like, it got a lot better, the writing.
And it got a little bit more niche, like musical niche here and there.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's what you want in a musical movie. You want, like, the music nerds to really love it, but then you also want people who are just getting into it to love it as well.
But this shows because you tried to watch this the other day.
And I had to turn it off 20 minutes in.
Because the movie is god-awful up to a point.
Yeah.
Until the War Dogs montage.
There are highlights.
And then it gets, I'd say, a bit better.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, man. I totally agree.
I wouldn't say this is a stinker. I'd say it's just more mid.
It's mid.
It's not stink. It's mid.
I'm on the train. I'm on the train that you're tracking.
Man, just don't buddy get on me, mate.
I know. That would be incestuous.
We're choo-choo-chooing on the same train here.
That's right. Yeah.
Going straight to bloody Metal Town.
We're going to Yamba.
We're going to Yamba.
Yeah, we're buddy.
Going up to Yamba.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Yamba?
It's up the coast, mate.
All right.
Do some fishing.
All right.
You know what? This moment when Hunter was getting lost in the music doing the solo, which was a pretty fucking sick solo, I will say.
It was good. Was it him playing, you reckon?
I think he was playing, but I don't know if it was all technically accurate. I reckon if you had like a real, like someone that was really, really good at guitar that could like pick it out. I mean, I couldn't pick all the notes out there because it was like cutting to and fro, but... yeah, they definitely didn't all sync up, for sure.
Yeah.
But there were some good moments in it. But him getting lost in the music and, like, flying and levitating...
Oh, cool.
That is... when you're playing music and you're getting lost in the jam with your mates and stuff, oh, man, that's the most magical feeling. I'm telling you. You're in another world, and then you just lock in. It's so sick, and that resonated with me. I liked that.
Yeah.
I don't want to take over too much, but can I say another wholesome thing?
Please.
When Kevin and what's her name, Emily, were jamming in the music room.
That was cool, yeah.
Oh, that brought me back to jamming at school with the bros.
The boys, yeah.
The boys, you know, just jamming in the little back room with the little amps and stuff. Fuck.
You used to do that at lunch, didn't you?
Every lunchtime, we just jam some stuff out, make some stuff up.
Damn, that must have been wholesome.
Oh, dude.
Whilst I was a jock at school, I used to be out there playing...
footy ball.
I used to play football and...
And cricket.
Yeah, and punch little nerds with glasses.
Yeah, and say, you can't hit a guy with glasses, and then you hit him.
Beat the shit out of them. I used to just beat little kids.
Yeah, you were so savage.
Like, oh man, all the year sevens, we used to just round them up and just beat them.
Beat them.
Because I was a jock, and that's what jocks do. You want to qualify as a jock? You have to beat people. That was the initiation for year sevens. We actually did have an initiation for our group.
Oh, my God.
We do. We still do. Anyway.
It's so scary.
It includes beating.
It does.
Well, here's you talking about all wholesome stuff, and then all my points are just... I just keep going back to the shit on the car,
mm-hmm.
and my next point, which is a bit wholesome.
Yeah, yeah.
He got sex so easy, eh?
Oh, man, holy clap.
I hope not. Jesus Christ.
They clapped.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant he's got the clap from the little Scottish lad in. No, she doesn't have the clap.
No. But they were like, he was like, oh, no, she was like, are you a virgin? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like... Let's not be.
Yeah, Scott, we all bloody watched a movie, mate. No need to We all watched the movie.
We all watched the movie.
You don't have to tell me what we just saw.
But how good. They were just
That's what I said. That's why I brought it up. Why else would I bring it up?
Oh,
I'm moving on to trivia. If you've got nothing else, you've ruined you.
Van sex.
You've killed my vibe.
Sex in the van.
Yeah.
Bitch, you killed my vibe.
Bro, where was that? Where was the Kendrick Lamar? Bitch, don't get my vibe.
Oh, what it's about a all metal the movie? What, pardon?
It's a metal movie.
It's a metal movie.
Yeah.
Hey, what metal. About the band Gobble Wobble and playing like all
Oh, Monroe Rock.
Monroe Rock. Man, that was shit at the start. They were horrible.
I like the White Stripes references.
That was wholesome. Yeah, that was cool. Oh, you're like a two-piece, like the White Stripes.
And I like the Rock of Ages thing where it was like metal, like Rock of Ages. And it's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, but really, Rock of Ages does go hard, though.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, we'll watch it, all right?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Next week. Probably in next year.
That burp's going to stink. I'm so sorry.
Is it trivia time or do you done?
Yeah, let me have a little respect to Black Sabbath. Yeah, the amount of times I said cunt has made me a proud Australian. Yeah, homework.
Oh, you never brought that up, really.
Skullfucker jamming. Oh, yeah. Well, I said that the amount of times I said cunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said it so many times.
What'd they say?
Cunt.
Yeah. And how'd they say it?
Cunt.
Yeah. And what'd they write on the car?
Cunt. And they were just like, yo.
Wait, what am I?
You're a good cunt.
Oh.
No, you're a mad cunt.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Good. I don't think anyone said good cunt.
Or they say good cunt, like a good job.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, that job you did, good cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Americans like find it super offensive? I was surprised that they threw that in.
That's why I say in my notes it made me like feel proud as an Australian.
Wow.
You know, brought me some swearing passion.
Skullflower. Oh shit, am I doing trivia now?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Skullflower is a name of a real band operating in the power noise / electro industry.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's boring.
Oh.
Who want
power noise?
Like, I'm not saying that their genre's boring. I just would have thought that they would have got named after a metal band would have been fun. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The phrase "metal up your ass" from the promotional posters is a reference to the original November 1982 Metallica demo tape that bears a hand holding a sword protruding out of a toilet.
That's sick.
Metal up your ass. That's cool. I
love
that
so
metal
much.
Up your ass.
Yeah.
Hunter's car plates say
Power Slave.
Power Slave. Yeah. In reference to Iron Maiden's album Power Slave.
Fuck yeah.
Released in September.
That's
September what? 90.
No, 90.
No.
80's 80. It's 80, late 80s, right? Power Slave.
80. You can lock in an answer.
Fuck, it's 7, right? 87?
4.
Oh, shit.
Think of George, bro. George
I'm Orwell. Such a silly duffer. No way. What am I doing?
And I got
God damn, that's embarrassing.
I got 2 bloody letterbox reviews for you, mate.
Oh, I'm excited.
I like this one. I hated Hunter with every bone in my body. 1 star. So did I.
Respect.
Didn't like Hunter at all. And then just a bit of a quizzical one. For a movie about metal, Ed Sheeran was kind of overplayed.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's
2.5 stars.
Oh, yeah, Shape of You just got pumped in this movie, and I was expecting an indie band to play some indie songs.
It felt refreshing when Imagine Dragons was on.
Oh, no.
You
never want that in your scenario.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons is not refreshing.
Imagine Dragons is just cancer. It's just so bad.
It's fucking just cunt.
It's just cunt.
It's not metal.
It's the opposite of metal.
It's
pretty sure they won like an ARIA for being the best rock band or something.
ARIA?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't think non-Australian people could win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure they won, or maybe a Grammy for like best rock act. Jesus Christ, are you having an exorcism right now? Holy fuck.
All right. do you want to go or me?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right. 4 nugs out of 10.
Damn, that's pretty low. You know what? A lot of the metal stuff saved it for me. So I'm going to go 5.5 nugs out of 10.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.